Somebody say good morning. So good to see you here this morning. Wow. God is good. Did you guys ever say that? Back in the day, God is good. And all the time, God is good. Amen. Hey, if you brought your Bibles here this morning, I want you, if you would, to turn to the book of 3 John chapter 1 and verse 2. This is kind of a theme verse that we are going to be sharing here at Journey Church during this series. And if you follow along with us on the app, we encourage you to do that as well, or turn in your Bibles or turn your Bibles on and turn to it. Whatever you got to do, we got it for you on the screen. But it says this, and we're going to be Presbyterian here during this series for this part of the service, which means we're going to read this verse together. Are you ready? One, two, three. Dear friend, I pray that you may enjoy good health and that all may go well with you, even as your soul is getting along well. Let's pray. God, I thank you so much for your word. Lord, for what we just got to read and hear just a moment ago, for the word, God, that we get to continue to hear here in the coming moments of this time together. I pray, Lord, that your word does more than be heard, God, that it goes deep into our lives, God. We sow it deep. We take care of the seed that is sown in our lives. God, guide me, I pray, as I speak your word, God, not my own. I want to be an echo to what you're saying to us today here. Lord, we love you, and it's an honor to serve you in this way. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I want to recap this new series called Juice. Again, this is a series that is built specifically designed to push you in cramming all of the essential spiritual nutrients that God has for you into your faith walk. Last week, we talked about prayer and the apple. That prayer is the spiritual apple of our lives. We learned that apple in the natural is a preventative health fruit, that it gives you strength to be able to stand in the challenges that we arrive at in the future. And prayer is in the very same format, a preventative spiritual health fruit. I mean, no, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Praying every day keeps the pastor away. Come on, somebody. Make sure you're drinking God's juice. And this week we are going to look at the carrot. You know, who said ew right there? Anyway, you know, one thing that I think blew many of our minds last week concerning the apple was all that the apple does to our bodies. I mean, I saw your faces on this as you were looking at the screen as we broke down just the primary health benefits, the top 15 health benefits of an apple. You're like, dang, like how many went out and bought apples like this week? I got so many messages and pictures of people buying juicers last week. Man, it was awesome though to just see what an apple does. And the same is true for this thing, the carrot. You know, an overwhelming body of evidence exists suggesting that a regular and increased intake of carrots produces many health and healing opportunities for our bodies. For instance, carrots reduce cardiovascular diseases. Just carrots. Carrots reduce cancer. And I'm talking in an insane way, because it says here that a variety of dietary carotenoids have been shown to have anti-cancer effects. Did you hear that? In here, anti-cancer effects due to their antioxidant power in reducing free radicals in the body, particularly with lung cancer. One study found that current smokers who did not consume carrots had three times the risk of developing lung cancer compared to those who ate carrots more than once a week. Leukemia carrot juice extract has been shown to, watch this, kill leukemia cells and inhibit their progression. And that was discovered in a 2011 study. Prostate cancer, younger men, diets in rich in beta carotene plays a protective role against prostate cancer, according to a study conducted by the Harvard School of Public Health's Department of Nutrition. The antioxidants and the phytochemicals, no idea what that is, but they're in here, that are found in carrots also help with blood sugar regulation. Carrots delay the effects of aging and improve immune function. Think about that just for a moment. Those are just some of the benefits in part of what a carrot offers. But in most every health study out there, they say this in context of the carrot's direct effect on the body, that one of the big daddy reasons the carrot exists is for our vision, for our eyes. According to Duke ophthalmologist Jill Curry, she said the vitamin A deficiencies cause the outer segments of the eye's photoreceptors to deteriorate. That vitamin A deficiencies cause the outer segments of the eye's photoreceptors to deteriorate, damaging normal vision. And they found that correcting vitamin A deficiencies, aka with the carrot, will help restore and improve your vision. Think about that. Think about this. There is a vegetable out there that exists for your eyes. Bink, right there. It's more than just a snowman nose. Like it is. It's there for your eyes. It exists for your vision. There's a vegetable out there that exists to give you strong vision. I don't know, man. That just totally encourages me right now. I just hearing that. Just hearing that. That there's something that's out there that exists for your vision. And that's what I love about juicing. Juicing ensures that you're not just grabbing a bite, that you are getting the whole carrot, that you are getting the daily serving of carrots for your life. And of course, we know this. I mean, I'm teaching you things we learned in elementary school. We learned that having a carrot, a part of our regular diet, is something that does make your vision strong. Wow, I don't even need these anymore after that. Amen. Like, yeah, it's powerful right there. Think about that. But we know that. And for those of you who don't know, I do have very bad vision. Very bad. And when I was a junior in high school is when my vision started getting bad. I never had glasses up until then. And everything started becoming blurry. And my diet consisted of just Snickers bars and Dr. Pepper, like most other teenagers. But I went to the eye doctor and they said you have 20/80 vision when I was a junior. And for those of you who really don't understand what that means what most people can see clearly at 80 feet, it takes me 20 feet to see it clearly. So I'm very nearsighted. I cannot see that far. I have to see. I see things up close, clear, but I can't see things down the road. And every year, I would go get a checkup. My vision got progressively worse. I'd go the next 20/85, 20/90, and it just got progressively worse. But then you got a little wife, right? That's just little. Making the carrot juice, right? Just like screaming at me to drink my carrot juice. And even though I learned about it about 13 years ago, I still didn't drink it at that level. But about 5 years ago is when she really started cramming it down our throats, making sure that we're drinking our carrot juice. And I was talking with my optometrist about 4 years ago, and I was expecting another bad report, and my vision had gotten to about 21/20. And so I was headed to Coke bottle land, you know, just like, huh? You know, but that was me. My eyes would be like bigger than my head when you're looking at me through my glasses. But the optometrist said, you've been doing anything different? And I'm like, what are you talking about? He goes, well, I'm just looking at your chart here. Your vision has gotten progressively worse, but this year it's not gotten worse. Matter of fact, it stayed the same, and that's weird. You know, what are you doing? I'm like, well, I don't know, sucking carrots down like nobody's business, you know. But and then over the past 4 years, my vision hasn't gotten worse. It's gotten, as a matter of fact, I just went a couple of months ago, and he said, in your left eye, your vision has actually improved just a degree. And I was like, wow, that's pretty insane right there. And, you know, again, we know that. We know that this stuff is good for our eyes. But let's look at the spiritual side of this. Let's look at the spiritual parallel to the carrot. Because as much as God would want someone to have good external vision, physical vision, I don't believe it compares to the level that God wants you to have a strong internal vision for your life. I don't believe it compares to the level God wants you to have a strong internal spiritual vision for your life. And He has, much like our eyes have a fruit, He has a spiritual fruit for our lives to help with that. Do you know what I mean when I say strong internal vision, spiritual vision? Like, where do you see yourself in 5 years? Like that. You know what I'm talking about? Like in the context of that, like vision for your life, vision for your future. You know, God's word shows that it's of great importance for a person to have strong spiritual vision for their life and for their future. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18 comes to mind right away when I say that, wherein Scripture says, where there is no vision, where there is no spiritual foresight, where there is no spiritual internal vision, it says the people perish. Where there is no vision, why is that? Why is it where there is no vision, the people perish? Because vision is essentially what? The ability to see, right? That's essentially what vision is. And what is seeing? Seeing is foresight. Seeing is what is in front of you. Seeing what is ahead, what is down the road in front of us. Essentially what God is saying here in this scripture is you can't get there unless you see there. You have to see it in front of you in order to get you there. If it's a goal in your life, if the goal is to lose weight and look great, you have to see that weight loss. You have to see that goal, that finish line, in order to get you there. If it's a dream in your heart, you have to see it to begin walking there. So let me ask this question. What do you see in front of you? Or let me ask it this way, how well do you see in front of you? How is your vision in that context? Again, I'm not talking physically, externally. I'm talking spiritual. I'm talking internally. Let me ask this again, where do you see yourself in 5 years? Where do you see yourself in 10 years? You know, the most important decade of your life is the 10 years that are in front of you. Where do you see yourself? Where do you see your faith walk in a year? Your walk with Jesus. Where do you see it? Think about that just for a moment. Because in poll after poll after poll, most Americans say that they can't see that far down the road in front of them. That they can't see that far down the road of their life. That their vision is extremely limited in that context. And I want to say something. If your vision is limited, your life will be limited. Limited vision equals limited life. You know, 7 times in Scripture, we see God asking the question to His people, what do you see in front of you? 7 times you see God saying that exact statement. To me, that displays and shows God's heart and interest, that God is interested in what you can see and how far you can see. I want to tell you this. God calls us to have clarity for our futures. God calls us to have clarity of vision concerning what is down the road at our lives. God calls us to have clarity. Think about that just for a moment. Clarity for our futures. Now, that's something to amen. I mean, that's an easy thing to amen, right? I mean, God calls us to have clarity for our futures. Amen? That's easy to amen. And I know I just asked you to amen. But I mean, it's easy to do that. It's easy to. But that's hard to live out. To have clarity for our futures. And the reason I say that it's hard to have clarity for our futures is because most Americans say they don't have clarity for our futures. And the reason is they don't have clarity because of the clutter. They don't have clarity into their future because of the clutter in their today. We don't have clarity because of the clutter. People say it's hard to see down the road with having to work 60 to 80 hours a week and the frustrations and the emotions spent just on that, the grind of employment. People say that it's hard to see down life's road when I have that type of work schedule and I have this to-do list attached to me as well, and I have this bill that I have to pay and that bill that I have to pay and this bill and all the bills that we have to pay and I can't see that far down life's road when I have employment and to-do lists and bills and I've got to get the kids to their soccer games. And many of us feel like we're driving a car down a road at night in fog. How many know what I'm saying when I say that? You ever driven a car at night with the headlights on in fog? How far can you see in front of you? Not that far, right? You only see just a little bit in front of you, and it's kind of scary because you don't know what's going to come out. You don't see the turns ahead. You don't see that far down the road because of the clutter that is in front of you. We're so busy today. Many Americans say, we can't think about tomorrow. And I think that resonates with some of you in this room. Maybe that resonates with many of you in this room. And regardless of the fact that it resonates, regardless of the fact that that is reality, the reality of the fact is that's not good. That's bad vision. Because that's me with 21/20. That's not good. That you can't see that far down in front of you. And that right there is what often keeps us from experiencing success. Now, enough of the problem. Let's talk about solutions. How do you get there? How do you have good vision for your life? How do you get there? How do you get to that goal line? How do you get to that dream? How do you see it? How many times with good intentions have you tried making a new habit, installing a new habit, fitting a new habit into your life, only to see that habit and those intentions disappear within a couple of weeks? Right? And how many would answer that question? A lot, right? Like, right, our intentions are good. We want to do good, but many times that good fizzles out. Like examples, many of you were super inspired last week. And when we taught on prayer, and when you broke down the Lord's Prayer, and we showed you that 10 minutes a day with Jesus ain't going to do it, especially if we're supposed to pray how God wants us to pray. And I believe many of us walked out of that talk with a good desire, with great intentions on our heart, and you've struggled just to do that, just to find the time to make that happen and see yourself doing that. I believe, let's rewind even a couple of weeks before that when we did the filling holes talk. And we talked about serving and how God calls us to serve each other regularly inside of the local church and take advantage of the opportunities the local church presents to us. And I believe many of you, I mean, we had 75 people. I mean, that's a lot of people that aren't serving at Journey Church sign up and go, I want to serve, right? We have a heart to do that. And I believe that, you know, I want that to be the routine of my life. But since then, you have seen that inspiration, that desire fizzle a bit. And you're finding it hard to install that into your life. Or maybe your heart is, I want to spend more time with my family. Or I want to begin exercising. And many times those desires never end up taking root. So what's the solution? Again, because we know the problem, but what's the solution to being able to see, have vision for my life in 5 years, in 10 years, and all of the goals I have in my life for me to actually happen? For me to begin praying every day like God wants me to begin serving at the level God wants me to, for me to be able to spend more time with my family, for me to be exercising, for whatever your dream, whatever your goals are, for those things to happen. Here's the solution. You know, psychologists who study the behavior designs of people all say the best strategies for change, that the best strategies for life progress and accomplishing goals are often the simplest. So simple, in fact, that it's easy to overlook. And yet, it's perhaps the most effective strategy known to help create and keep new habits. And they say it's as simple as scheduling. They say it's as simple as scheduling. And a great example of this comes from a team of researchers who conducted an experimental study within a large company of more than 3,000 people. The researchers began the experiment by sending the employees, all 3,000, questionnaires asking them when they were going to get their annual flu shot. Like, that was it. It was a questionnaire that was sent to the company, 3,000 employees, when are you going to get your annual flu shot? But it wasn't the same questionnaire. They divided everyone, all of the participants, into three groups. And each group was given a different questionnaire. The first group was asked to provide the date on which they were going to get their flu shot injection. And they received answers back like, I'm going to get my flu shot on October 4th of this year. The second group was asked to provide the date and time they were going to get their flu shot. And they got answers back like, I'm going to get my flu shot October 4th at 2 p.m. And the third group received a message that only reminded them to take their annual flu shot. But they were not asked to provide a date or a time. And the results were ridiculously interesting. Because compared to the third group over here, the one who just got the annual reminder, compared to that group, the people in the first group were twice as likely to follow through and get their flu shot. And even more so, the people in the second group were four times more likely to get their flu shot. In other words, the more specific people were about what they were going to do, the more likely they were to actually do it. I don't think we realize the space we would free up in our lives if we, as believers in Jesus Christ, put organization to our lives. I believe that many believers' lives in the church today, and I say this because at one point this was my life too. I believe that many of our lives, if we were to compare it to anything, and looking at those stats, right, on how cluttered our lives are and how busy our lives kind of look like my room looked like when I was 16. And what I mean when I say that is my room, when I was 16 years old, looked like not just a tornado went through it, but it looked like a tornado went through it and threw up all over the place and then left. Like, that's what my room absolutely looked like. Just everything was everywhere. It was a mess. And my mom heard me one day complaining to a friend of mine about how small my room was. I was just like, I need a bigger room, you know? I hate having a small room, I was telling that person. I remember my mother said, you know, hearing me say, I wish I had more space in my room, and she interjected. And she said this, you know, you'd be surprised of what room you actually have in your room if you would just organize it. I'm like, you know. And she said, for instance, she said, did you know that clothes can be what we call folded and put in a drawer? And I didn't know what that really was. You know, you can't see it because of the trash everywhere. She said, did you know that trash can be put in something called, what we all call, trash cans? She said that you'd be shocked of what your room could look like. And so I was like, well, let's see. Oh, let's see. And I remember organizing my room. I spent probably 18 hours. It took so long to clean that joker up. But I remember when I did, I was blown away at the space in my room. You ever seen Step Brothers? I was like, look at all the room that we got in here. We can play games. We can have contests. You know, it was amazing what I had in my room. If I just cleaned it up, if I just organized what it is that I had. And I said all that to say that organization and scheduling create by its very nature more space in your life, for your life to function properly. They create vision for your life. It removes the clutter that stops you from seeing down your life's road and gets you to your life's future and your life's goals. I'm talking this carrot today equals a calendar. This carrot today equals a calendar in the life of a believer. Can I tell you, the spiritual health that comes to life in a life who schedules and organizes and prioritizes the time God has given them on this earth to have is as what a carrot can do to your physical eyes. And just to address any criticism in the room right now concerning the content of this talk, and I'm not saying that there is any, but if anyone would think that this talk here is too surface, that this talk here is too practical, and you may be saying, I want deeper teaching. Come on, I want you to break down a scripture right now. Let me just tell you this. If you're just saying, well, I want to talk about more than just the importance of a schedule, practical talks, in my opinion, are the deepest talks we can have as believers. They reach deeper than you could ever hope to imagine, because the practical is all about application. And one of my very favorite portions of scripture is found at the end of Matthew chapter 7, when Jesus says the wise and the foolish builder parallel. And he says, whoever hears the words of mine and doesn't put them into practice is like a foolish builder who builds his house on sand, that when the rains and the winds of life come, it says the house falls, doesn't stand. But he says, whoever hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. That way, when the rains come, doesn't shake it. When the winds come, doesn't break it. Because it, when the floodwaters rise, doesn't reach it, because it has its foundation on the rock. I love the simple, and I love the practical. Can I tell you, the kingdom of God isn't all about secrets. and cracking hidden or unknown things. It's as simple as taking advantage of the obvious and doing it. How many believers today are walking around with muddy vision? How many believers are walking around today like a car at night driving in the fog and you're just frustrated? And can I tell you, the fact that you may not have the schedule and the organization to your life, that you're not drinking the juice of a simple calendar, could be a big cause of the frustration that you're experiencing in your life right now. If you want success, you got to schedule it. Schedule your success. Don't just wait for it. Take ownership of it. Schedule your success. Be purposeful. Be intentional with the important things in your life. Again, if a goal in your life is to spend more time with your family, schedule that. Be purposeful. Be intentional. Schedule more time with your family. Schedule a family night and stick to it. Can I tell you, that's what our family does. We know what the pool of life can have on a family. When we were youth pastors in Arizona, our youth group started to grow. We started to have more than 100 students just coming in the doors within a year's time. And we weren't the youth pastors that were just like, I'm here and you're there. We love to do life with these teenagers, and these teenagers were at our house every single night. Every night we would have between 30 and 60 teenagers in our house. Think about that. Every night. I'm not exaggerating. Every night. And I remember I just started to see my kids act a little differently after a few months. They needed their parents. But we're here reaching a generation. And I had to say, listen, we gotta cut off a couple nights just for ourselves. And so every Tuesday night and Thursday night, we said, nobody's coming over. We're not going anywhere. We created a calendar. And we said, these are family nights. Mom and dad don't do anything. The kids don't do anything. This is family night. We were intentional in that. And we have stayed faithful to that even today. Now, we've had to adapt. We're now Monday nights are our family nights, and Thursday nights are our family nights. We don't do anything on Monday nights or Thursday nights. I don't go to a church event. I don't do anything. It is family night because I'm purposeful. I'm intentional. If I want success in my family, I know it's going to take my family having to be together. The same is true in our marriages. We can't just be reactive to life's winds. How many know it'll blow us away from each other? And so we have to schedule date nights with each other. And we hold to that date. Be purposeful. Be intentional. Schedule your success. It was always my heart to have a family night. It was always my heart to have a date night, but it was never a habit until I put it down on a schedule. Schedule time with your grandparents. For those of you that have the blessing of having grandparents still, I know even as grandkids, just life can just pass us by. Put it on a schedule. Just stop saying, we need to do this. Do it. Put it on a schedule and make it happen, or a loved one in your family. Instead of saying it, do it. Spend more time with friends. How many know? With your parents. Because life is fragile. And for those of you that are in this room that don't have your parents with you anymore, you could stand up on this stage and say this with me. Take advantage of the time you have now. Take advantage of the time you have now. How many know the scripture, honor your father and mother, doesn't stop at a certain age? Schedule your success. If your goal is to lose weight, well, I struggle with that, so I'm not going to preach on that. Amen. No, seriously, y'all. I you got to schedule that. It's not that you don't have time, it's we don't make time. I don't want to. Amen. There's an app called Lose It. It's on the iPhone. And what's crazy is it'll say, you download the app. It's called Lose It, because you want to lose it, right? And it says, type in your current weight. And I type in 175 pounds. That's what I type in. And so it says, what do you want to weigh? And so then I type in 173 pounds, you know? Right? But I'll type in my goal weight. And it says, how long do you want to get there? How long do you want it to take for you to get there? And so I remember I typed in my current weight and I typed in my goal weight. And I said, I want to get there in a year. And it says, all right. And then it maps out every day. And it says, this is the calorie intake. This is what your exercise regimen needs to be. And you do this. And I remember when I was using it, I was losing it. But when I stopped using it, how many know I stopped losing it? You have to schedule your goal lines. My goodness. Prayer times. It's the same thing. You got to schedule your prayer times. I this wasn't in my notes, but I'm just thinking of this right now. I love this scripture right here. Acts chapter 3, verse 1. One day, Peter and John were going up to the temple at the time of prayer at 3 in the afternoon. Can I tell you, I love that right there. One day, Peter and John, what does it say? We're going up to the temple at the time of prayer at 3 in the afternoon. They scheduled their time with God. How many know we need to create a reputation where everybody knows not to bother you from this time to this time because that's when they pray? Create a reputation. Schedule your success. If you schedule it, you can see it. If you schedule it, you can set your mind on it. If you schedule it, you are equipping yourself with the ability to do it. In Genesis, God said something amazing. He said concerning the people in the Tower of Babel, he said, nothing they imagine, and that word imagine in the Hebrew means set their minds to, nothing they imagine, nothing they set their minds to will be impossible for them. What would be impossible for them? Nothing. If you imagine it, if you schedule it, if you set your mind to it, meaning nothing, God is saying, they create time for. Nothing, they organize their life and making room for. Once a person created by God structures their life towards something, their life will assuredly head in that direction and land there. Let me say it again. Schedule your success. There is power to just writing it down and keeping it in front of your eyes. Matter of fact, Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 2 says this concerning vision, right? Habakkuk is getting vision in his life. He's getting this moment of inspiration in a goal he has for the nation from which he lives in and has vision for. And God says this, and the Lord answered to me, what? Write the vision. Make it plain on tablets. So he may run who reads it. Man, that's a good verse of scripture for us today. If you want to run, you want to get there, write it down where it's in front of you every day, where it's in front of you every single day. Friends, this right here, may not taste the best, but it's so important. But it's so important. Come on now, how many know not all that God says that we need to have tastes good? Let's be real. Our flesh can't be involved in the process. Nah, that ain't for me. We can't be like that, y'all, because that ain't for me is going to keep you driving in the fog. It is for you. We don't live according to our flesh. We live according to God's commands. And that's what we need to do. And so I want to close this service today. And again, this is an unusual talk, but this is a great talk. This is an application for our lives. And I want to close I want the closing moment of this experience here today to be a moment of inspiration for you, because I believe we have a lot of people just overwhelmed with life. And let me say this. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 43 is a scripture that we don't hear preached too often from the pulpit. And says this: God is not a God of disorder. He's not interested in the clutter. And so let's clean up. Let's clean up the clutter in our lives. It is important for us to see the importance of this juice in our lives. And so as they're playing in the background, I just want you to review your life right now in this moment. And just begin mentally cleaning up the clutter. Just, God, show me what needs to go. Show me where stuff needs to go, God. And a lot of you, right after this talk, like, you need to sit down, be intentional with your family. If you've got a spouse or if you're single, boy, do you got advantage in this moment, in this context, to just sit down and organize your life towards success. Schedule your success in this context. I'm going to pray every day from this time to this time. And you don't let anything move it. I'm going to dig into my word from this time to this time. What are you doing? You're making God's heart your habit. And that's going to take you to a dream. So take advantage of that opportunity. You know, there are so many resources today. If you're following along with us on the app, I put at the end of there just resources for calendars. Because today it's just technology, right? These are supercomputers, man. I mean, technology is incredible. Like Kip Dynamite said, I love technology, right? It's important that we understand it because it's here for us. And there's calendars, like if you download the app called Cozy, COZI, I put it there on the app. Like our family used that for the longest time. And so like I was the, and it color codes each person, so you see everybody's schedule, and then there was family moments that we put together. You could put your grocery lists on there. Each member of the family can add what they want on your grocery list. You can take away because the boys kept putting Twinkies and stuff on there and the missy kept taking them off. You know, just, but it allows you to organize your family time. With phone technology today, you can set alarms for anything. Set an alarm for your prayer time. Because how many know the life we live in can so often get us to forget these things. Set an alarm for your prayer time. Set an alarm for those types. So these are, Or maybe you're old school. Get a refrigerator whiteboard. I love going. When I go to some of your homes, some of you got a refrigerator whiteboard, man, like a calendar one. And I love that. You got scriptures on it. Every time I walk into somebody's house and they got a refrigerator whiteboard, man, and it's like prayer and it has stuff, I'm like, look at them. They are scheduling their success. They're trying to make room for what God has in their life. So if you're asking yourself today, what did I learn today? Here's what it is. You will never get there unless there's a plan and a schedule to get you there. There's an old saying, and it's this: a failure to plan is planning to fail. You just close your eyes in this moment, and as you close your eyes, I want to ask our communion teams and our deacons, if they would, to make their way to the front. Father, I just pray right now for every life.